This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, you know, look, the weather's getting good. You're wearing shorts. You need your sock game on fleek, baby. Yeah, it needs to be done. Yeah, I mean, you want to look like you know what you're doing, because now you get those legs showing. I don't know, maybe you're going to wear the sandals.
Those with legs showing.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're
showing off your legs.
Yeah, you get those calves. I mean, you got to have the socks really match the style. And the BJ and Migs rock socks, they're the perfect thing, man. The perfect thing. And they're available as I'm speaking right now in the KISW Rock Socks Rock Shop to get the rock socks. That's it. You see Danny had him on the other day.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. He was rocking the shorts, the socks.
That?
He had the whole, the old accoutrement.
I'm ready for summer.
Yeah. Get those rock socks now. KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to B Migs. It's time to pump it up for Monday.
Thanks for the addition there, BJ.
No problem, buddy. I'm glad I could help.
Looks like you're pumped up today.
Doing pretty well.
Nice.
Yeah, doing pretty well. I thought I'd be a lot more tired than I am, but I'm doing okay.
I know. Steve was a busy all weekend. You were busy all weekend.
Yeah. Vicky's always a busy beaver.
Yeah, she
Excuse
is.
Excuse me?
Well, that's just for another time, another story.
He's not wrong.
Moving on from that, let's get to our contestant. We got Danny and Puelp to take on local celebrity Steve Migs. Danny, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Danny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Danny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What is the better known name of the casino card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. What type of animal is Looney Tunes fictional character Foghorn Leghorn?
A rooster.
Yes. What is the 3-letter airport code for the Los Angeles International Airport?
LAX.
Yes. Which state is located between Wisconsin and North Dakota?
Illinois.
No.
Ohio.
No.
Michigan.
No. What is the name of the monster in Stranger Things?
Demogorgon.
Yes. Which person conceived the theory called natural selection?
Darwin.
Yes. Which Broadway musical broke the record for Tony nominations in 2016?
Cats.
No.
Newsies.
No.
Shoot, bats.
The first episode of Rick and Morty aired in what year of the early 2010s?
2011.
No.
2012.
No.
2010.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Oh, dang, man.
Started real strong.
Yeah.
Got about middle of the road.
Oh, that Rick and Morty guy.
It's Monday.
It's right. It is Monday. You might be having a case of it, but so might Steve.
Yeah. very well. I mean,
his ego was bruised last night.
Yeah, man. He had all that tweeting to do in the ring. I mean, he's tired.
Don't tweet during the game, Steve, all right?
Okay, fine. It'll be hard to do while blindfolded and draft.
Yeah, really.
Are you ready?
Yes! Yes!
All right, Daniel.
Yes!
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What is the better known name of the casino card game 21?
Blackjack.
Yes. What type of animal is Looney Tunes fictional character Foghorn Leghorn?
He is a rooster.
Yes. What is the 3-letter airport code for the Los Angeles International Airport?
LAX.
Yes. Which state is located between Wisconsin and North Dakota?
South Dakota.
No.
Damn it. Montana.
No.
Minnesota.
Yes. What is the name of the monster in Stranger Things?
Lego.
No.
Seven.
No.
Crap.
Bird Box. No.
Bird Box.
Which person conceived the theory called natural selection?
Danny V.
No.
Darwin.
Yes. Which Broadway musical broke the record for Tony nominations in 2016?
What?
Which Broadway musical?
Hamilton.
Yes.
Nice.
The first episode of Rick and Morty aired in what year of the early 2010s?
2011.
No.
2010.
No.
2012.
No.
Oh.
Damn it. General Motors was founded in which state?
Detroit. Oh, Michigan. Michigan. I said Michigan. Give it to me.
No.
Fine. Well, don't. That's fine.
I won't give it to you.
Maple.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You still win 6-5.
Sorry, Danny.
You guys have a good morning.
You too, buddy.
You too.
It was close. It was so close.
It was.
And Danny, you know, Danny knew Demogorgon, so I thought for sure he had a shot.
Hamilton was the deciding factor there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is a Demogorgon?
That was the name of the monster in Stranger Things. Was the Demogorgon? Gorgon.
Did they address that, his name or that name, during the first season?
Sort of inadvertently, yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was the name that the kids gave him because they played Dungeons and Dragons, and that's a big monster in the D&D world.
They were getting ready to face off against the Demogorgon in their D&D game, so it just transferred to them calling it that in the quote-unquote real life.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I watched season one, but I never watched season two, and I don't remember that. But then again, sometimes I'm playing on my phone tweeting.
You haven't watched season two yet?
No, I haven't gotten around to it. And it's not because I didn't like... I love season one, and I've heard good things about season two.
I liked it a lot, yeah.
Season three's coming in July.
Yep, July, just in time for Independence Day.
I feel like I'm too far removed at this point.
No, man, it's still out there. You can still watch it.
But I don't know if I remember much.
I feel like they always do like the recap when the new season hits with any Netflix show, so I think you should be fine.
Nice.
Yeah, or you could just literally like watch a 5-minute video on YouTube and get all of it if you wanted to.
I could do that as well. I guess I gotta put a little homework into it, but I could do that.
I was like, Millie Bobby Brown did a whole rap on what happened in season one, so you can just watch that and you'll be fine.
I did hear that once.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Steve's gonna do none of that.
All right. Congratulations, Steve. Wow. You won with 6 correct on Beat Mix.
Nice job, Stevie. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 6, 206-421-ROCK. You are a winner. So I got scientists at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland just created a contact lens that allows you to shoot laser beams from your eyes. Steve, the robots will not take us over because we will have laser beam contact lenses. We'll defeat them.
What the hell is happening?
I know. It's so sci-fi.
How are we going to shoot? That doesn't sound like it's going to be good for your eyes.
Listen, my friend, if there's a robot trying to kill me, you know what? I'll deal with it.
How strong are these lasers and what can you do with them?
They're actually low-powered laser light. And they'll be used, and I love this, to scan a barcode. You know how we use our phones right now to scan all those VR things? So you'll be able to do it with your eyes. I don't know what that means. Will it show up like a display in front of your eyes? Like it'll be...
Or does it get put into your brain?
Yeah, man. Dude. Yeah, so that's what it's going to be used for now. And they only work when you shine a laser over on them, which I can't believe shining a laser into your eyes to power the laser contact lenses to shoot a laser back out. All of that I can't think is, I don't know how that's good for your eyes.
I mean, it sounds like this could be helpful when I'm getting dressed in the middle of the night so I don't wake my wife up.
Yeah, but what if you accidentally fry her or something? I mean, seriously.
Laser off her feet? Sorry, babe, about your feet.
Yeah, you go, honey, you look really good. Oh, my God, you're dead. Sorry.
This is, I don't get why we need this.
Because Madison Avenue wants to sell you stuff. And if you can just look at something and buy it, think about it. Right now we have Amazon Instant. That's how instant gratification we are.
Right.
And I just saw a great article from a Generation Z girl who said, guess what? We don't care if they have our information. We're actually
we get
cool
our stuff
it.
Quick.
Yeah. She said, we're a generation that's been born in this digital age. So if their instant gratification Imagine you just look at something and you buy it. Think of you're walking through the store and you'll have all they'll have on the big sign, the price and the UPC symbol, really a big symbol, that you look at that symbol and you buy it. That's insane. And with, I mean, that's tough to control your impulses if, in fact, that technology will exist.
It's bad enough knowing my PayPal information so I don't have to get off the couch to buy things.
Yeah.
Like, if all of a sudden I could just use my eyes to buy things.
I know.
I don't understand how that's going to work and how this is healthy.
I am, man. And imagine if people
like
started...
Like, one person says, Skynet is coming.
Skynet is coming.
Another person says, I put my eye contacts in backwards, LOL. Well, that might hurt your
eye. That would be a really bad thing. All of a sudden, you'd be burning yourself up. They're saying that they even though in they came out with this information, I think it was really cool, because they even cited with this release of information, they said, yes, it'll be like superheroes with lasers in their eyes. They put that in the report.
Well, that's the way to sell it.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Laser tag would be awesome, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then you have to have anything, you know, that use hands. You just shoot each other with your eyes.
Yeah, and everybody has their own little barcode on them. So if your eyes hit the barcode, you know you shot them.
That's the only reason why I think it's worth having.
Okay.
Just to play laser tag.
We found it.
With your eyes.
But think about that, though. You could be at the bar, and you could look at the barcode of a beer, and they bring one to you. You don't even have to have anybody talk.
If you're drunk, your aim's going to suck. Next thing you know, you just got a shot of tequila, and all you wanted was some manis.
Oh, that's a good point. You got to be good. Yeah, you got to be careful.
I'm really excited for this, just for the cat implications. Being able to shoot lasers from my eyes and have the cats chase it around. This is outstanding.
No.
See, I like our reasons for wanting this. You want so you can play with your cats. I want it for laser tag.
Oh, we don't need that. We already have laser pointing idiots that try to like bring down planes.
Yeah.
I don't need somebody looking up in the sky.
That's next.
Yeah, I don't need that. Okay, I've decided I don't want this tech.
What do you want to use it for, Vicky?
I'm totally wondering, aside from shopping and everything, I'm trying to think how like the dating scene would be like. Like, instead of just kind of flipping through Tinder, it's like, if you can look at someone's eyes, could I immediately find their page and kind of do an all, like, in-person like or something?
Oh, that's very
interesting. It's like, I'm swiping right now that I'm looking at you.
Whoa. Or just be careful. If the laser's on, they'll know that you're not looking at them and you're fixated on their package.
Right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a guy in Tulsa who stole a Pepsi delivery truck from a mall parking lot yesterday because, well, he wanted to get to the airport to stop his girlfriend from leaving him. Ah, that's love.
It's a John Cusack movie that was never made.
Yeah. The delivery guy was still in the back when the truck took off and he had to jump out, and the guy spilled Pepsi everywhere while he drove. This is a great Pepsi commercial waiting to happen.
If John Cusack could star in this Pepsi commercial,
yep,
everything would be perfect.
He eventually rear-ended an empty school bus. He got arrested. Here's one of the cops talking to reporters about this whole thing.
Evidently, the Pepsi folks were delivering some soda pop, and while one of them was in the back, then he felt the truck take off, and he ended up jumping out of the back. He took off. He was just slinging soda pop through every intersection he blazed through. He said he needed to get to the airport, and that's why he took the truck. One of the officers I overheard him ask said, man, do you know how to drive the semi? And he says, no, I just winged it. Just figured it out.
That's impressive.
Is that the mugshot of the guy?
Yeah, he kind of looks like Walter White. Had a really bad night, which is saying a lot because Walter White had a lot of bad nights.
Yeah, he also has a little Louis C.K. look to him.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, if I didn't know better, I mean...
probably would have had better luck pulling a Louis C.K. than stealing a Pepsi truck.
Damn, dude. He looks like a serial killer.
He has that look. He had your eyes.
He has my eyes. He really does. He looks like he could be my relative.
I just want to know, did it work?
I mean, you know, I got to be thinking, if you're the girl and he's just slinging a Pepsi truck trying to, I mean, that's going to make me stop. I'm going to be like, you what?
See, that's the problem with reporting. They tell you all the story. They give you all the information. They go knee deep into the details about the Pepsi product, which is great.
But
tell us about what happened. What did the girl think? Is she impressed by this?
Yeah, because...
Or are they done?
Did they not watch a romance movie in the 80s? Did they not see any of those?
Right.
Well, maybe we shouldn't base our lives off of 80s romance movies, because I would think this guy's psycho.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, girl! Well, you know what? Most of those movies, when you look back on it, really, they are teetering the line of becoming a psychotic ex.
Yes.
Oh, you
standing
guys.
Outside with a stereo playing In Your Eyes.
It's romance, Steve! Don't
it's
let
stalking.
Vicky...
It's stalking.
Stalkerish.
Don't let Vicky talk you out
She's
of it.
Right.
That's romance.
This is... I'm like, dude, why didn't you call her? And if she didn't want to answer your phone, then just, yeah.
I guess they had an argument, and that's why he needed to stop the plane before she left. You know, they always say, don't go away mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't go away mad without your Pepsi. I mean, that's the other thing, too. So he
all I wanted was a Pepsi.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Oh.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, Pepsi needs to somehow get on board. I don't know what they got to do, but there needs to be a commercial based on this. And this is because a guy stole a Pepsi truck to stop his girlfriend at an airport from leaving him. This is all about love. Vicky thinks it's stalking, as she does most 80s movies, and I can't believe it. Those are rom-coms. Those are what life is about.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't call them a romantic stalking film.
Yeah, exactly.
Stalker comedy.
Yeah. Romstock. Stockcom. That could be the new thing. But here's the situation. The guy did it for love, and we're wondering, how about you? What ridiculous thing did you do or have done to you in the name of love? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Mike in Covington, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
So, okay, I know I'm going to lose my man card for this. I hope none of my friends are listening because they don't know I ever did this.
All right.
But... yeah, so my wife is a huge Michael Bublé fan. I mean, loves this guy to death. If I croaked tomorrow, she'd try and marry him. But anyway, long story short, Michael Bublé was having a private concert at a major winery, and you had to enter a contest to win tickets to it. So you had to make a two-minute video of why you should be able to go. So I dressed up like a woman, got makeup on, a wig, a dress, put in the... you know, the socks for the boobs and the whole bit, and did a two-minute video about why I wanted to be at the concert as a screaming Michael Bublé fan. And told him, hey, I dress like a woman, dude. Gotta get my wife to your concert.
That is so awesome. That is, you know what, Mike? I mean, I think... You know, as when you're a husband and you go on all the full nine yards like you did for her on that one, knowing it's her thing, I don't think that's a man card thing. I think it's like, you know what? You gave up the body to get that done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
So how was the concert?
We didn't win. I didn't even make the top five.
Wow.
Ask
Michael Bublé.
If you would have seen the video that made the top five, I mean, no way, dude. I should have won.
I'm with you, dude.
The fix is in.
How can anybody beat that? I mean,
what won?
Some lady that had a cardboard cutout of Michael Bublé rescuing him from a fire at her house.
Did she set her house on fire? Because, I mean, that is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, but she pretended like it was on fire, and her husband was a fireman, so they had a fire truck.
Oh. Yeah. So they had the good prop. They had the fire truck.
And everyone loves a firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, you did it all wrong. You should dress like a firefighter.
I know. Man.
And Mike, how long ago was this? Because Michael Bublé is relatively recent. How long ago did you do this?
This was about 3 years ago.
The video
is actually on YouTube if you want me to send you the link.
Yes, please do, because you're a grown-ass man. You're not a young guy doing this. This is young guy stupidity. Grown-ass man stupidity means you're giving up the body.
I'll send it to you. You guys will get a kick out of it.
Appreciate that, Mike. Thanks. Man, that sucks he didn't win. Man, that's really... F Michael Bublé. I'm not going to drink any more of his Bublé either that he sells.
I noticed your daughter's in the room. I can only imagine. Please tell me, is it going to be the story about you going through a taco truck?
Oh, hey. No, it's not actually, but that was out of love.
Yes. I think she does a lot of things out of lust. Yeah.
Or out of drunkenness.
Yeah, he was so fine. And I was very drunk. And I was cold. And inside those trucks, they're so warm. So I was just trying to get warm. Now, this is about an ex-boyfriend, and he did something crazy for me.
Oh, really?
So I am actually named after... a goddess in India named Sarasvati.
Yes.
So my boyfriend and I at the time, we got into a fight, and he got in black bold letters Sarasvati right tattooed on his forearm.
No.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
That's hardcore, because when are you ever going to meet another Sarasvati? Never.
Did it say Sarasvati's right?
Or just,
yeah. Shut up. No, just Sarasvati.
Oh, I thought you said that. I was like, wow, that's one way to. Yeah.
No, I wish
you're right,
said
babe.
That.
I tattoo that you're right.
All the time.
That actually would be a pretty epic tattoo to go, my wife is right or whatever.
I know. Yeah. I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it tattooed. Yep.
Whoa.
And eventually we broke up and he got a super terrible like cover up of it of like purple flowers. But it was so bold that you could still read my name. Under the flowers.
See, that's hard.
You got to make sure it's fully covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like big, bold letters. Like, I don't know how he could have really covered that.
So just, it wasn't like script or anything? It wasn't...
No, it was like just bold.
Like Arial font?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Arial black.
Just like caps lock on there.
You know, yeah. It's so amazing how different people communicate. Because some people really use tattoos as a way to communicate their feelings. And my brain doesn't understand it. Because like you said, that is permanent. And, you know, you're just boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. You don't do that kind of thing unless you're married and
how
you know
it's
long
together.
Not even a year.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, it was young. It was like right out of high school.
Yeah.
Young and dumb.
Did you dump him?
Yes.
Was his first thing, I got your name tattooed on my arm.
Yep, yep. Yeah. And I was
not
like,
surprised.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I want to make fun of him, but I've done it too.
What?
I didn't get a guy's name, but...
You got that drawing.
Yeah, he had this doodle, like, whenever he'd write me a love note, doodle he'd always do. It was his since childhood, and so I got it tattooed, and then we broke up, 4 months later?
Did you dump him, or did he dump you?
It was one of those, like, he was too much of a wuss to break up with me, so
you dumped him?
So I dumped him.
Did he say, but you have that tattoo?
No, well, he was supposed to get one, too. Like, he's like, I want to get one, too, I just don't have the money for it, and he never did.
And you got it without him?
Yeah, because I had the money, but I didn't have enough money to buy his, and I wasn't going to buy his.
But you would get the tattoo on you.
Right, and so I have it covered up since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it fully covered up, or can you still... Okay, that's good, at least.
Yeah. Well, it's not in bold letters saying Sarasvati's right.
I got a big old demon thing over it now.
I can't believe someone had that full name, Sarasvati,
that
on
full
his
name. I know, because at least Sarah, you might meet another Sarah, or maybe you'll start dating other Sarahs or something, but Sarasvati?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to know how he explained that before he got it covered.
If he just said Sarah, he could have put, like, soda on there. Go, it's my favorite place to go, Sarasota. You know, could have done anything. something, but... Sarasvati is hard to get rid of.
He could have said it's like some special word that
and
make up something.
It's
Vulcan for prosperity.
Ooh, wow. Very nice. Yes, live long in Sarasvati.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I believe that was the original line.
That's exactly what Nimoy wanted, but they were like,
if he says it with confidence, somebody's going to believe it. It's very doubtful he's going to date some super Star Trek nerd.
Yeah. Right. True.
Exactly. You got it. But now instead he's just got flowers. So you live on his arm, and that can't be good for anybody he wants in his life. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, no. If they look really closely, they'll say my name forever.
Wow.
How about this text at 77999? I covered $3,200 in parking tickets and violations for an ex so that she didn't get her paycheck garnished or end up in jail. Red flags just look like flags with those rose-colored glasses on. Haven't gotten a dime of that back.
Oh, you're never going to get that back.
Chalk that up to a $3,200 loss.
It is funny what we do for love and the crazy things we do or that have been done for us. But I feel like, I don't know, man. I mean, I think it's great when somebody has a story that they go, oh, no, I didn't do anything for anybody. It's what they did for me, like Sarah's story. But I mean,
I mean, dumb things for love. I did that over 20 years ago now. I decided to move to Arizona for a girl on the internet. And that's when I found out when I got there that she was already dating a 50-year-old man.
And then Rev got into a threesome.
Yeah.
No.
No chance.
No.
Yeah, that was slightly awkward.
Yeah, just a bit.
To say the least.
You know, when you're in your 20s and you're like, okay.
And she was as well. I was 18. She was 21 at the time.
Oh, yeah. Sugar daddy time.
Yeah. That was, and he was apparently into some weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So was he on board with you sort of being in her life?
I don't know. I didn't even really necessarily broach that subject. Like,
weird guys probably wouldn't like sure thing.
Probably, but I was terrified at that moment. I'm like, all right, well, now I just drove all the way down to Arizona. I've got hardly any money, so I guess I'll just stay in the guest room.
How long did you stay in the guest
room? That's awkward.
Probably about 2 months.
2 months in the guest room in the place of a woman you thought was the girl of your dreams, and she was just the girl of your scams.
Yep. And then my car broke down, so I had to Greyhound all the way back up to Tacoma.
Good for you, buddy.
Yep, that
only
was just...
If you knew how to play guitar, you would have wrote the greatest country song of all time.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.